This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin, what's going on, man?
Yo, what up, Skip? What up, Lonnie? We're missing you guys here on the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage Cruise. We leaving San Juan, Puerto Rico. Had a fabulous time here.
Oh, my God.
Of course, normally, you know, during this segment, we talk about really important news, breaking news, stuff that really matters to people. So we decided today have a guest, frankly, that really doesn't matter to anybody. Nothing really important. Just, you know, jokes really not that important. My guest is Rodney Perry.
What?
And of course, you know, if you've been following, listening to Jay and Tom, Rodney, he is competing with me with the Sit Your Ass Down Award.
Right.
Of course, you know, I have won that in consecutive years. I was covering Trayvon Martin last year.
Yeah.
That story. So I wasn't on the cruise that opened the door for Rodney to actually be given the award. So you sort of won.
No, actually, I did not win the award.
You didn't win last year?
No, my man from Chicago won.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, because yeah. Somebody told me you won it. That was sort of like having an asterisk next to it since I actually wasn't
here. You weren't here.
And
you do everything you can do to get that award.
Because I ain't going to sit down.
But I'll be right there with you.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't need to take a nap in the middle of the day. I got it like
and
that.
And we have fun, though.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We take pictures with people. We go out our way to accommodate people. So if that means sit your ass down, then I'm sitting my ass.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not going to never sit. I'll never sit down. So the segment today, folks, though, we were talking about before the cruise, I have these things called Roland's Rules. And so some of y'all know about those. We do them for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Super Bowl, Valentine's Day. You know, folks got a little attitude last year. Because
first of all, I'm going to need you to put your leg down. You're looking like Usher.
No, it ain't gonna happen.
On The Voice.
No, this is my segment. So God. I understand. So Rodney, again, so we are now halfway through the cruise, and clearly there are some people who have broken some of these rules.
Yeah.
We have an official ASH patrol.
Yes.
Because
ASH.
ASH. Because because clearly some people haven't gotten the message that you can't be dark skinned or semi dark or even light. And you look like you've been kicking flour and swimming in milk.
This is the problem, Roland. People come out and they can only pack so many liquids. Okay.
Right.
So therefore, they are running out of liquids at an alarming rate. This is not just on the cruise. It's all over the country. Get you some Vaseline.
Okay.
Get you a solid.
Right. That big, that nice big jar.
The big jar. You can scoop it.
Right.
If it works on heels, elbows.
Right.
Everywhere you are sufficiently glistened.
Now, one of the other rules that I was clear, seriously, a dude walking around and you hear this smacking sound, he's wearing thongs.
Wait, you talking about the flip flop?
Yes, the flip flop.
Oh,
seriously. So either you go with open toe sandals.
Open toe.
Or you can wear some Skechers closed toe.
Closed.
Or you can wear some slingbacks, but the flip flops got to go right.
The sound effect.
Flip flop. Right.
No, you can't do that.
Now, because what happens is you thinking you hearing a woman coming, you're like, oh, I wonder who she is. Oh, hell.
That's Willie.
Come on.
That's Willie. I got one for the ladies.
Okay.
A lot of these ladies, I noticed, especially on the ship this year, they got their baby toenail. They got their toes done.
Right.
But they got their baby toenail. Right.
Right.
But it don't, that toe don't have a toenail on it.
Yes, because it's.
And they painting that skin.
It's all shriveled up.
They ain't got nothing. They painting the skin.
Yes, rolling. Yes. That's
a travesty.
That's a violation. That's a violation.
That's a travesty.
Okay, also, the fellas who are walking around with the muscle shirts and the tank tops, what's the deal with the white deodorant? I don't get it. It's supposed to be clear. I mean, because when you raise your hands, when they play All Do Is Win, seriously, the white crusty stuff,
can
not
I take
good.
You one step beyond
that? Go right ahead.
Also, reference to the white beater, you understand? Fellas, if you got a C cup, stop yourself, okay? If you got bosom, breasts.
Okay. Right.
It's got to be stopped.
Also, we've noticed some guys on the cruise breaking the rules, wearing the biking shorts and the biking pants. Now, let's be clear, Rodney. I think you might agree with me.
I do.
The ladies can, not all of them, but a lot of ladies can do that.
All of them.
Because I met, not all of them, because I met a sister who was from Houston. Her name was Audrey. She was fine. Okay, yeah. So she can
Audrey
wear.
Audrey can do it.
Yes, Audrey can do it.
Audrey from Houston.
Audrey from Houston can do it.
Okay.
But a lot of these do, seriously, the biking shorts, the biking pants.
Yeah.
No. Especially when they also have the green or the lime or the orange.
No fluorescent colors.
No.
With your bikies.
No. No.
The bikies period is out.
So the last thing that we need to advise folks on the cruise with just a few days left before we go to shore, what should it be?
Last thing is this. Be focused. You understand me? It's the last couple of days. You know what time it is. Time for you to start hollering. Close the deal. That's what it's about.
So you had 4 days.
4 days. You had it. This is time. You've been at the concert. You just said hi. This is your time to close the deal.
But you cannot close the deal if you're ashy and if you have flip-flops and you wear biking shorts.
And this is for married people, too, because there's a lot of married people ain't. You know,
right? Right. You're right. Right. Right.
Because started an argument 2 days ago. This is your chance to break, get back together.
Yes.
And you know
what you're doing after the cruise?
I did a show on GMC, man. It's called Love Will Keep Us Together. Very dope show. Myself, Rusty Jonathan, and a great cast, man. Check it out. It's on GMC on April 20th. Love will keep it.
What the hell is GMC?
GMC, Gospel Music Channel.
Thank you, but it sounds like a car. It was also GMC as a car company.
I'm just, really?
Yeah.
Your leg up like Usher is really throwing me off. Sorry.
Folks, Skip, Lonnie, we are done. If anybody's broken the rules, look, we're going to put them simply in cruise jail, and they can't cruise next year. We out. Peace.
Yo.